social vampires, the economic ringwraiths, the Nosferatus, are perched in St. Moritz, Switzerland right now, going to great lengths to not be seen, engaged in their skullduggery as they plan the next country they're going to bring down and the next war they're going to launch. And we're taking your calls right now ahead of a bunch of other key news. Matt in England and Joseph in Germany, Paul in Ireland. The toll-free number to join us from Europe, 800-259-9231. Matt in England, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, first of all, to all UK info warriors that are listening to your show now, get to St. Moritz. Get there as fast as you can, if you can. Borrow the money and get there and shout out, because this affects this country as well. I mean, Alex, you've covered a lot of things. I've just been listening to your sensational outburst there, mentioning agendas that affect us all, really, all over the world. You know, higher interest rates. I reckon that's their policies that they're going to set their agendas to, high interest rates. Chemtrails, I reckon they're going to enforce that even more.
Oh, yeah, the CFR's called for more geoengineering. They publicly admit they're chemtrailing. Then if you tell the public, they laugh at you. They're changing the atmosphere. And over 70%, Moncton says it's 87% now, of your laws are made by the unelected EU board, controlled and chaired by Bilderberg minions. I mean, Rumpy and Barroso are there right now getting their orders from the sinister royalty. This is so disgusting. So go face down the real enemy peacefully. Draw attention to them.
And I mean, also, you know, I think the other agenda that they're going to enforce is a more rise in gas and petrol over here, gas in America. Another thing is, I've never seen the video on YouTube. There's a video going out from the BBC, or a disinfo goon, obviously from the BBC, and did the interview where he mentions truth is mentally unstable. I don't know if it's in the video or not.
Who is that? What's his name?
I don't know who it is. It was just been sent it about maybe half an hour ago. I haven't really watched all the way through it, but basically, an interview from the BBC, and this guy sounded like a disinfo goon, basically mentioned that all people believe that 9/11 is an inside job, but are mentally unstable.
Well, that's what they're saying. If you don't believe in global warming, you should be arrested. That's openly called for in the British Parliament now. Very, very dangerous. These are tyrants. Thank you so much, Matt. Yeah, if you don't believe Weiner when he blamed Andrew Breitbart for making up the photo and hacking a site, turns out it was a total lie. But still, you got to believe Weiner or you're mentally ill. In fact, I'm going to be establishment. Weiner told the truth. Breitbart is bad. And Bill Clinton didn't lie. That's right. And we're supposed to believe what they say. Joseph in Germany, you're on the air. Welcome from Deutschland.
Hello, Alex Jones. Thank you very much. I want to say the people from Germany are awake. There are awake people here in Germany. And we are going to the Bilderberg meeting. And if anyone wants to join us, we're a group. You can just... Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you.
Yeah. There's a group of us going. If you want to join us, just mail, email at bilderberg2011@googlemail.com. Else, I have some information. They have been hyping another false flag terror attack here in Germany. The 26th of June is the starting of the Women's Soccer World League.
Yeah, they hype up that every event's going to be struck, so they have an excuse to stick their hands down your pants and train you for concentration camp living. You know, Germany per capita has paid even more money than the U.S. to these private bankers as bailouts, and now Obama is trying to order Merkel to give even more of your tax money to the bankers in the name of saving the EU. And I've seen polls of over 80% of Germans are outraged by this, and Merkel almost lost her seat in the last parliamentary run. What are the Germans' average view of these banker Nosferatus?
Well, the Germans are very upset, as you said, and the Germans feel like the German government is just like the horse, pushing and working for the whole of Europe, paying for Spain, paying for Greece, paying for everyone, and people honestly don't like it.
We'll be right back.
Hi.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into hour number two of this worldwide transmission. I want to give the number out for Europeans, people going under the debt austerity of the banksters who, on record, our own government admits engaged in crimes, creating $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives, and now we've got to, quote, bail them out and have them make record profits, or they threaten to implode the rest of our economy. Because, like Siamese twins, they have woven all of our currency and our infrastructure and our investments into their system, and they're holding us hostage. The issue is, though, they want austerity. They want to make us poor so we can be politically controlled. Bilderberg has admitted that. These globalists use poverty as a tool. So if you give in to their hostage-taking economically, if you give in to their economic terrorism, they then just bring you step-by-step into deeper and deeper bondage. So all we can do is say, go ahead, give us the depression, slam everything down, we're going to arrest every single one of you. Believe me, if our government started doing the right thing and indicting these people, even Rolling Stone 2 weeks ago said the Senate committee has found total crime by these big mega banks, where are the indictments? Where are they? Arrest them all. It's us or them. They own both major parties in every major country. It's us or them. Their crimes are legion. Their crimes are open. And now Obama is saying, oh, Germany and others don't want to give trillions more, but America is. They don't want to give trillions more to the bankers. It's not really a banker bailout. It's giving it to them, or they'll hold Europe hostage and suck us down with it. And he's saying he's pressing Europe to pony up along with the U.S. with more tax money that goes directly to these mega banks that engineered all this. And his entire administration is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. The entire stinking thing. I mean, this is incredible. And they own Romney of Romney Care, the model for Obamacare. A lot of Republicans don't care. You know what? As long as it's a white guy, and as long, you know what? They don't care if he's anti-gun either. They kind of like it. Well, I'm not one of you mainline Republican idiots. That's all I have to say. And a lot of Americans are waking up to what's going on and waking up to what's happening and figuring things out. Now, the media is trying to ignore Ron Paul. Well, you can ignore Ron Paul all day. He's getting the word out and the people are listening. And you're losing more and more credibility, mainstream media. You're not going to be mainstream very long. You're becoming a joke. And we've broken the electronic Berlin Wall, the news blackout on Bilderberg 2011, the top two reports on DrudgeReport.com right now. Bomb scare shuts down road to Bilderberg meeting, and they use that as a foil to basically shut things down so we couldn't get video of their faces, but not before we got the head of NATO, Bill Gates, and others. Also, secret agenda leaked by Mole. I want to go over some of that secret agenda later in the hour. That's really our biggest news, and of course, we're calling for a giant protest. People all over Europe who've come out in the millions against tyranny and the austerity. These are the people that did it, with the 40-something percent unemployment in many European countries now and people under 30, the 20-plus percent unemployment in the general public. These are the people. These are the people that raise your taxes, where the average European pays over 70% in taxes. These are the people that are openly have their banking heads, the treasury heads, the exchequer of England, all of them, former heads like Alan Greenspan, all out saying, we need to raise your taxes. Warren Buffett, who got hundreds of billions of your bailout money, your money, he says, raise taxes on the rich. Meanwhile, he's exempt from it. Fortune 500 pay on average 2.4% taxes. They're globalists. They're international. They've exempted themselves from the law. Oh, we need to help the poor. Remember the carbon tax 2 years ago in Copenhagen? And the treaty got leaked. They wouldn't release the treaty, but the third world countries leaked the treaty. And the Danes released the treaty, and it had right at, not exactly double, but right at, one point away from double the carbon taxes on the third world that the West had to have. See, they sold to the third world, hey, Africans, hey, Latin Americans, hey, Asians, you're going to get bailout money. You're going to get all this money from rich, fat Americans who are greedy and have a high standard of living. And boy, they bellied up to the bar and said, you bet we're ready to sign this. And they got the treaty and they said, what? And the bankers want to kill the third world. They're a bunch of eugenicists who openly write books calling black people animals. Of course they want to cut off all your energy. It's always been the globalist Western plan by the elites to stop development in the third world. That's in the British 1949 Royal Commission on Population, where they said, if we industrialize the third world, they will not overpopulate from their perspective. They will then, though, be rivals to us, and we won't have hegemonic control. Instead, we'll keep them in the Dark Ages, in the Stone Ages, but it will make them then have giant populations because poor people have more kids on average. So how do we deal with that? Well, then we come in behind that with Planned Parenthood and sterilizations and forced abortions and pay India and pay Peru and pay African countries on record to forcefully grab women and sterilize them. We're going to keep you poor, not let you industrialize, and do our best to kill you. Keep you from having babies. I mean, these people are sick. They are sick, and they are the enemies of humanity. So if you want to do something historical, people are like, oh, it won't do anything. Oh, yes, it will. Look how far we've come. As I told you 10 years ago, we're pushing and pushing and making Bilderberg come out in mainstream news to identify the real global controllers of this planet. The real global controllers of this planet. Once you identify them, then you're not looking at Obama or Bush or Perry or Sarkozy or Barroso. You're looking at the real owners, those 10 to 8 families you can debate, but we've written and posted detailed analysis at Infowars.com of the 8 ruling families. It's in the Four Horsemen of the New World Order piece that was up there last week. And they can only get away with this if they're hidden. That's why they go to such lengths to build a tunnel for hundreds of yards for them to drive into white walls so nobody can get video of them in St. Moritz, Switzerland. That's why they're shutting down the road. That's why you heard from inside Bilderberg sources, Rupert Murdoch was asked by Bilderberg to please talk to all the newspaper and media people he knows and ask them not to cover this here in the U.S. But they have to cover it because we're covering it and the Drudge Report's covering it. And now it's one of the biggest news items in the world. And it's only going to get bigger when you in Europe, who are a few hours away, hop a train and get in there. And all you got to do is sit there and chant, down with tyranny, down with Bilderberg. And as you're driving on your cell phone in your car or on the train, call local media and tell them to be there. And it's going to be an absolute fiasco for the Bilderberg group. What did Brzezinski say last year? He says, for the first time in human history, humanity is awake and staring. No longer are they able to be manipulated politically. They understand the ruling class. The Federal Reserve, just 5-6 years ago, maybe 5% of Americans knew it was private, knew it was a big scam, was bankrupting our country for a dollar to be created, a dollar of debt is created and given to them out of nothing. They knew this. They understood this. And now I've seen the Gallup polls. 3 years ago when Ron Paul was exposing it on the national platform being demonized, it was upwards of 75%. A year ago, it was 80%. I've seen major scientific polls, 85 and higher, of Americans want to abolish the Fed, audit the Fed, and know they're the enemy. And the banksters are going, oops, they're not looking at our marionettes. Remember the old Bill Hicks line? hey, I like the puppet on the left. Hey, I like the puppet on the right. And one guy goes, hey, there's one guy holding both puppets. When humanity reaches that point, and it has, but everyone still feels like we're alone, we're the minority. No, we're not. No, we're not. You aren't public figures. You aren't known. You aren't recognized. I cannot walk down the street anywhere. I cannot go in a 7-Eleven. I cannot go to a shopping mall. I cannot go to a Target. I cannot go anywhere. Years ago, I'd walk by 50 people and two groups would stop. Now, I walk by a group of 50 people, I get mobbed, and I can't even get out of there because they all want to take photos and shake my hand, and then it builds up because people have that, you know, thing that they're kind of scared to get outside their bubble. Once they see people talking to me, then they come over. And it's great to talk to you. I've just got somewhere to go. Again, I'm not bragging, ooh, look, Alex is a celebrity. The point is, I'm somebody who can uniquely tell you that the awakening is much bigger than you've known. I just got chills. It's much bigger. We can beat these people. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Peter in Switzerland, Paul in Ireland, and others. I know that most Europeans cannot call a 1-800 number. It just doesn't work. And if you do call the toll number to the network, we will put you to the head of the line. It's 651-695-7777 to the Genesis board. So that you're able to call, again, dial your country code, our country code. I forget what is the U.S. country code? And then 651-695-7777. I only call Europe, so I know Ireland, Britain, Germany's, and Italy's, but I don't know our own. But dial the U.S. country code, and then 651-695-7777. Or if you can get through on Skype on the 1-800-259-9031. Normally, we just give out the calls we can get. You know, 1,000 in 10 minutes if we want, literally, into our computer phone board. But from Europe, we've got three callers lined up, Paul, Peter, Nick, and others I see rolling in there. So we're going to talk to you in just a moment. But I briefly wanted to point this out, that growing up, you know, you're taught in school and college that third worlders are a bunch of idiot savages, basically. I mean, it's done with a velvet glove, but, oh, those people, they just can't get themselves together. And ha, 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 ha. Well, that's not what's going on. The colonial areas of Latin America, Africa, and Southern Asia and other areas have been overrun by the more advanced technological militaries of the West repeatedly in the last 300 years. And systems of tyranny are put in. And then the last 100 years, and this is mainline history if you research it, this is not my opinion, and major white papers were written by the British government, the U.S. government deployed gunboat diplomacy, where they would give a dictator or give a thug, say, in Venezuela or Guatemala, this goes back over 100 years, the U.S., they give them a $20 million loan. And openly it would come out, tell them, don't pay this back, leave in 1 year with the money to Switzerland or to New York. That's why you have a lot of Mexican presidents actually moved to New York after they steal a bunch of money. Just a few decades ago that happened, or in the mid-90s. So it's the same system. Or they go to Switzerland. That's kind of the place where they nest, and it's a free zone they allow. And so, and then the public's told, well, with interest, it's been 10 years. You don't owe us $20 million in 1905. You owe us $300 million. And the country says, you know, back then, that was before the inflation we have. It was the equivalent of $300 billion or something. They said, we don't even make that in 20 years. We can't pay it. Oh, that's fine. From the shores of Montezuma, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And the Marine Corps top general, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler, finally quit and went public and said, look, it's all about money. These people don't owe it. We invade them. And that's what's now happening here in America. And then I'm going to your calls. That's what's now happening here and happening to Europe. And the bankers said in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents they were going to do what they've done in the third world to us. There's a reason the third world has, you go to major cities in the third world, hundreds of thousands of homeless people and starvation and corrupt police and death and degradation. It's because it's the globalist policy on record in the IMF World Bank documents the BBC was forced to cover to create a system, get them in debt through fraud, and then never let them get out of it. They want you to be poor. Now, That's why I get so angry at these people. They are assaulting me with high taxes. They are assaulting us with carbon taxes. They are assaulting us with government minders and secret police and spies. I know history. I know what happened in East Germany. I'm angry about this. I don't want to be a slave because I'm not going to survive in that environment. Somebody, some corrupt cop gets in my face, starts bossing me around, folks. I go crazy. I'm not a slave. I'm red-blooded. Okay? These people are crooks on record. And they've got this Svengali mesmerized hoax running on people. We got to break the hoax, break the chains, wake up, break the mental block, see them for what they are, and get transparency in government back, have our governments control our money and currency, and take these mega bankers to prison. And you better know I'm risking my life coming straight at them and saying, go protest them in mass, as I direct here from my command base. Get over there, get in their face. Get over there and peacefully expose who they are. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to stop ranting. Let's go to Peter in Switzerland, then Paul, Nick, John, and others. We got calls in Ireland, Switzerland, Italy, you name it, Scotland. Let's go to Peter in beautiful Switzerland. Peter, where are you and what's your view on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm in Zug, Switzerland, and I need to give you some information. During the World Economic Forums in Davos, there are usually these anti-World Economic Forum groups that try and get on the trains from Chur going up to Davos. And it's a special train. It's called the Rettische Bahn. And this is the same train that goes to St. Moritz. And I just let you know that they either suspend the train service or they control everyone in Chur an hour and a half away before they get on the trains.
Yeah, you've got to. In fact, I've seen that. And it's on record that the socialists that are going to be there tomorrow openly are financed by the Bilderberg Group to then make anybody who's anti-Bilderberg look like a communist. That's why we, and they do it everywhere, we've got to have real people who aren't camp-following useful idiots there use car. That's why you got 2 days. Leave now. Get there early. Don't wait because we need folks to mass there. That's why they're hiding out. They're sucking Europe and the rest of the world dry right now, and that's why they're hiding out in St. Moritz. So are you an American or a Canadian living in Switzerland?
Dual citizen. I'm a Swiss citizen, also an American, and trying to get down there, I think, is really going to be a challenge this weekend.
I tell you, the Swiss are great people. That's why they've got so much wealth, and everybody's got guns, and they got bunkers for the entire population. You know, the Amish are made up of what? Germans, Swiss, and Dutch, great people. And I see a lot of top Swiss politicians, your prime minister, one of your the equivalent of one of your Congress people, calling for some of the Bilderberg people's arrest. And we've confirmed that's all over your papers. That's pretty exciting. What are the Swiss saying about these vampires nesting, roosting in St. Moritz?
People know about it. I mean, a lot of the Swiss I work with are very much aware of it. And the Swiss papers have actually been very good covering this event. But again, what I say is the Swiss know how to handle security. And my fear is that they will be preventing people from getting on the trains already 2 hours from the destination.
Okay, but I mean, that's only... I mean, is that all the time, or are they just suspended the trains, period, for their lordships?
No, they've done this during the World Economic Forum, that the trains leave from Chur, and those trains went to Davos, and they either suspended the trains or they controlled people before they even got on the trains. And they're probably going to do the same thing heading down to St. Moritz.
And by controlling them at the choke point, you mean they don't let you on the train?
Correct.
Well, again, that's because they're scared of the protests. They're scared of the eye of the public brought to the mountain of Mordor so we can see the eye of Sauron sitting up there. We've got to march on Mordor, and it's going to be so historical. I wish I could be there, but I'm a man of my word. I told talkers 6 months ago I'd be their keynote speaker, and then a few weeks ago I was thinking about trying to go and be there Wednesday, Thursday, and then fly back Friday, but I could have missed my keynote speech, which is in the morning. At Talkers, so I'm going to be in New York.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is going to draw massive attention to what's going on. What do you suggest as somebody from Switzerland, sir, what do you suggest we do to circumvent? Because there are good roads in there. That's how Aaron and Paul drove in from Zurich.
Yes, I suggest they may have to go to a staging area and walk or take public buses or something. I don't know, but I know from the anti-VEF experience that they've actually controlled the trains. So people have to be aware of that. Maybe you have to go pretending that you're planning to go on a hike or something, and demonstrate that you're or pretend that you're not going there to demonstrate.
Now, again, the Swiss have some of the best rights in the world, but the outsiders don't. That's the way it's supposed to be in a sovereign country, so I can't actually say it's bad. That's why it's important for Swiss to go, because they can't, from what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, they can't stop a Swiss citizen from getting on that train, can they?
Actually, no, they have. They have stopped Swiss citizens if they were planning to protest, yes.
But the Swiss have got some of the strongest protest rights anywhere. That they need to file complaints if that happens. That's outrageous that Swiss would have their right of travel blocked for a bunch of outlying Auslanders coming in there.
Well, I got to tell you, in many ways, this is a very secure place. And security trumps pretty much everything else.
Well, they're not going to stop people from this quest, and we've got maps up on the site. I mean, they're not going to be able to stop French driving in, Germans driving in, Italians driving in. That's why, if you're listening, folks, you've got to go. And regardless, shoot video of them stopping you at the train. Upload it to YouTube. Everyone listening should upload to U.S. and European YouTube. They're trying to block everybody so you can't watch American YouTubes and we can't watch European. They don't want us to get together. They want to geolocate, and they admittedly are trying to go after alternative press. They're changing the algorithms. By the way, there's no doubt our term Bilderberg protest would have hit number one yesterday. There is no doubt they've now created a catalog of names, because classic anti-globalist names don't work now when we do it. Only weird search terms that then link to articles we've written work. So they're, again, the head of Google goes every year. They are desperate to keep us from knowing they're there, knowing who's there or protesting. Why is that, Peter?
Well, I think these are the elites, and they have their own agenda. And what I don't understand is why are people giving in to their agenda? Why do governments give in to this agenda?
Because he who has the gold makes the rule, and even though they're criminals, they literally control trillions, and they bought and paid for almost everybody while we were asleep, and now they're so arrogant, they're burning down society to consolidate it, and that's why they're hiding out in a rural area. They normally go to very big resorts right on the beach, but now the protests are so huge all over Europe, they are literally hiding, and that's why we must rout them out, and by God, we will. So you're going to be going there, aren't you, Peter?
I will be trying to get down there, yes. And I'll find alternative ways to get in there if I have to.
God bless you. We're going to be talking to him. We'll cover the aftermath, of course, the next week as well. Thank you so much, Peter. Great job. Folks, you know this is important. March on tyranny peacefully. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Italy, also bordering Switzerland. Nick, where are you in Italy?
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I'm actually in the city of Bologna, which you mentioned so many times about the Bologna bombing. So as a native of the city, I'd like to thank you for being the only American media personality to actually mention that.
What, did our government bombed you to blame it on their enemies? Yeah, we're very sorry.
Yeah, 85 died, 300 people are injuring that, and some of those guys are actually over there in St. Moritz partying it up. And, you know, I was born about 9.5 months after the event, so, and my parents were there. We're very close. So, I mean, that's something, every time you mention it, you know, I get a bit emotional about it because it's very, very close to me. So, and I want to just tell American folks how close this thing is to me. And what these guys are doing is just criminal. There's no other words for it. Second of all, you mentioned Asia. Now that there's going to be a lot of election coming up in Asia. They're just had it in Burma. They're going to be in Thailand. And they were pushing one big thing. In 2015, they will have something called the EAC, the Asian Economic Community. Now, that sounds familiar. The EEC, the European Economic Community, we have the same thing.
Yeah, they're already signing deals, merging them. Now, I'm going from memory, but where is Bologna? How long will it take you to get into Switzerland?
I think to the border is about 300 to 400 kilometers, because you have to go past Milan and then past the Alps Mountains, and then you have to go to St. Moritz. I mean, I might have a chance to go. I may actually have to pull some strings, but I'm going to really try hard to get there, because I wanted to go a few years ago when they had it in the island of Stresa.
Look, you got to go. 20 years from now, if these people win, you are going to gnash your teeth wishing you'd gone. Please, please go. Do whatever you have to. Everybody, go. I mean, it's so important. As you said, the same globalist almost killed your parents with that stage bombing in Bologna, now declassified. The Italian government admits it, with NATO and U.S. intelligence, a bunch of bombings to be blamed on political enemies there than false flags. You've got to go. Every person that goes is so important. God bless you. Good to hear from you from Italy. Let's talk to Paul in Ireland and John in Scotland. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
The first thing I'd like to say is that this country, Ireland, very soon is going to collapse. And many people are aware that there's a very grave situation. The vast majority, I think, are still clueless as to what is the solution.
Well, you noticed you were the fastest growing winner until you signed on to the euro, and suddenly they imploded you because that euro treaty was the agreement to go under their receivership. You've been economically conquered, but I've seen it in your Irish Times. Your people, it seems, do know what's happening. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, the people were bullied into voting for these treaties. And finally, they bite the bait because money is so many.
Yeah, they voted no the first time. Yeah.
What Gerald Celente said yesterday is absolutely correct and applies to this country. That direct democracy now is the only answer. I contacted yesterday the founder of the direct democracy Ireland, and told him about your program, that to listen to Gerald Celente, because the government we have here. Going back to Brian Cowen's government, Cowen's approach with the bankers, with the bailouts, was basically like when you're attacked by a mugger who says, give me all your money or I'll shoot you. Well, Brian Cowen, as prime minister, was the kind of man who would hand over the wallet and give everything. Now that we have a new government, the policy of the new government of Enda Kenny is to make a deal with the mugger and pay by installments. You're going to lose everything.
What do the Irish think of a few months ago, the head of your central bank saying, it's good for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. We're going under foreign banks' control. I mean, it was just a total statement of treason out in the open.
Unfortunately, the people have been so brainwashed with what Colonel Robert Hickson of U.S. Army Intelligence called perception management, as he said in one of his talks. Perception management, as we called it in the CIA. If you mention Bilderberg on talk radio in this country, you get dismissed as a lunatic. And
you know why? Because for 50 years they said it didn't exist, and now there it is. Okay, it's no big deal, but you're still crazy if you don't like it. But we shut down whole countries for them to meet, but they have no power.
We're being shut down here. We were told that by privatizing our trash collection, that it's going to save money. Well, it's saving for the county. But now I'm burdened with a crushing fee to pay every time my trash is collected. And they tell us they have schemes they're going to put us on to help save us money.
It's horrible, my friend. I understand it's the austerity. It's the scam. Thank you so much, John in Scotland and others. Straight ahead. If you want to join us from Europe, 651-695-7777 is the international line. 651-695-7777. Dial your U.S. access code. We'll be back. Reports live from Bilderberg coming up the next hour.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. and this offer is good for any of their Quick Fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Which is why we're not covering it directly. We've had on members of the Swiss Parliament. Perhaps we're expecting another arrival of a Swiss Parliament member, Dominique Bettig, imminently. Hopefully he will come on. We also have Luke Radowski coming up and other activists. We were just talking about some of the high-level U.S. politicians who've previously been to Bilderberg meetings who are now moving up to higher positions. One of them is Texas Governor Rick Perry, a very close Bush minion who was made, if you will, by Karl Rove back in the mid-'80s. He used to be a Democrat. Karl Rove convinced him, along with people like Senator Phil Graham, to flip to Republican, and he only has gained in power and acumen since. Rick Perry is now the longest-serving Texas governor. Also, Hillary Report, the biggest alternative news website anywhere in the world, that she wants to be the next head of the World Bank. Sure, that would be a milestone for her to be the first woman, but she's entirely a Bilderberg minion and total globalist, just like her husband Bill Clinton. Just as he has announced he wants to be the head of the United Nations, Hillary Clinton now wants the power of a huge bank that works in conjunction with the IMF to really put third world countries, developing countries, into economic enslavement, really continuing what used to be a colonialism pattern. And now, through the bailouts and other arrangements in Europe, many of these countries are being brought to bear. Switzerland itself is fighting in an island of the EU not to accept the EU currency, not to join the European Union, to keep their sovereignty. And why not? They have one of the highest living standards anywhere in the world. So we should stand with the Switzerland people. There's really great We Are Change activist group here on the ground in Switzerland from all the different major cities. Really incredible, even though they have some of the big globalist banks like the Bank of International Settlement. But it would be really interesting if Hillary took the World Bank position. Of course, the past several World Bank heads have all been Bilderberg attendees, most of them perennial, most of them every single year. That includes James Wolfensohn, a multi-generational servant of the Rothschild family. It includes neocon Paul Wolfowitz, who had his own World Bank scandal and had to step down a few years ago when they introduced Robert Zoellick, also, of course, a big globalist minion. Now, if Hillary Clinton were to take the position, that would be key. In other news, we have received the list. It was leaked earlier today. It's on Infowars.com. It's been on DrudgeReport.com as one of the top links. And besides, we know one part of their agenda is, of course, to perpetuate the war in Libya as they look to other regions in the Middle East. That's been part of their long-term plan. Of course, we've just witnessed the Arab Spring with protests, violent protests, crackdowns, all kinds of shifting geopolitical acts of significance in Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, the different parts of the peninsula there. And we know from last year in 2010, they leaked on the official Bilderberg meeting site that there was a discussion from Obama to the, I don't have it in front of me, I don't have the exact words, but it was about from Obama to the path to the Iranian revolution using new social media, including Twitter and other aspects. And we know there's been meetings in the U.S. propping up some of the revolutionaries in that area of the world. And coinciding with that, we really have a powerhouse of the internet empire here at the meeting. We have among them, excuse me one moment while I consult the list, we have the Facebook co-founder, Chris Hughes. We have also Craig Mundy of Microsoft. There's also the Bilderberg steering member, Peter Thiel. He's the PayPal executive. He's also a big investor in Facebook. Actually, quite interestingly, he also endorsed Ron Paul in 2007. He's a bit of a libertarian, but also a hedge fund manager. And obviously, they're trying to control the online dominion and as well as influence all these social revolutions, particularly in the Middle East. So that's another area to watch as we get more information out of the 2011 meeting. Of course, down on the ground, we've seen an incredible police response crackdown. We've just received reports that they've challenged protesters on the line a few minutes ago. Reports last night that a member of the Italian EU Parliament tried to enter the meeting. He was pushed down and his nose was bloodied. So that's just incredible tyranny. And I think Bilderberg's going to see a Gandhi-like response. But moving on, we have sitting next to me Luke Radowski. He's the founder of We Are Change and has been an incredible activist for the past several years. And he, of course, is also, as a part of that, been covering Bilderberg for, what is it, Luke, the past three or the past 4 years?
Too many years.
Too many years now. Yeah, we're all deep in the trenches at this point. So I'm going to pass the phone to you, Luke, and tell us some of your observations here, and what do you expect to see as the outcome from Bilderberg, not only this year, but in the future, as just incredible focus and attention, media attention is put on them, turning around the paradigm, showing who they are. Luke Radowski. I think it's very amazing to see each year how much the media coverage of this event gets bigger and bigger every year we go on. And right now we are seeing the growth of the alternative media that is covering this Bilderberg group meeting from top to bottom. And it's just amazing seeing not the mainstream media that's controlled by the corporations, but the people of this world showing everybody else, well, with one YouTube video, with a Facebook post or a Twitter post, exactly what's happening. And that's where people are getting most of the majority of their information. And I have to say, we are the mainstream media. It's no longer we're trying to become it. We actually have become it because most of our information is given and shared throughout the world. And it's just beautiful. I mean, there's so many great activists here from all walks of life. There's people with kids here. There's older people. There's young people. And it's just beautiful seeing so many different people of all walks of life coming together to document what's happening here. I wouldn't even call this a protest. Everybody has a DSLR camera around their neck. Everybody has professional camera equipment, picture equipment. And we're here just trying to show the world what's happening. And it's just beautiful with the potential and so much amazing things that we could just show people without any corporate mainstream media saying, oh, no, you can't talk about this. There's so many We Are Change chapters here. It's even hard to list. I can't even keep track of all of them. And We Are Change Switzerland is doing an amazing job down here. They organized an amazing event that we're at right now. They have also wrote their local politicians exactly what's happening, the harassment that has been going on. I've been here for about 2 days now, and I already got my passport taken away. I already got detained. I already got threatened with arrest and deportation from the country just because I'm here filming what's going on. And the question has to be asked, if these so-called rich people don't have nothing to hide and aren't doing anything sinister, why in the world are they treating people who want to cover this event, who want to document what's happening here, being treated like criminals? And they're pretty much protecting this place like Fort Knox, and it's just crazy what's happening. I've been actually traveling all over Europe the last couple days, and I've been in France, I've been in Spain covering major protests, and I have to say, people in France, people in Spain, they all heard of the Bilderberg Group. I've talked to random people on the streets, I've talked to people at protests. Many people know what the Bilderberg Group is. Many people are sick of the left and right paradigm. Many people just want to be left alone. They want these big banksters that are here secretly meeting, they want them out of their lives. They don't want all their money to go to them. They want freedom. They want liberty. And I was shocked and amazed to see the true spirit, the true ideas that we've been pushing forward for many years now, so alive here in Europe. There's such a disconnect between us and the Europeans, the Americans, and the people over here have so many interests, so many goals in common. I mean, we're all just people overall, and we all just want the same thing in life. We just want to be left alone. We want life, liberty, and freedom. And these people here are suffering just like we are here. I was in Paris, France, in Bastille Square, covering the major camp-out protests, where hundreds, if not thousands of protesters were tear gassed, were beaten by French police officers just because they wanted to camp out in their square to show solidarity with a Spanish movement.
Yeah, of course, we reported the bomb scare yesterday where, you know, our car was parked at the top of the hill and the chief of police told Aaron that nobody would be allowed into the area.
Not the same chief of police
who came to this event tonight. And Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian put out a report this morning where he's got the photograph, which was taken by one of the activists, of the man who was arrested for the apparent bomb scare where the police were talking about some kind of tube-like device that was found in that location just across from the Bilderberg Hotel. Now, most of the activists that we've spoken to had never seen this guy before and couldn't identify him, but according to Alex of InfoKrieg, it turns out that he was a member of a neo-fascist organization, and as Alex has just said to me now, you know, you would think that he would agree with what Bilderberg are doing inside the hotel, but definitely some kind of provocateur action was in evidence yesterday.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.